Here's Dr. Gene Getz to share a Bible principle.
I'm sure many of you listening today are Christian parents, and if you're walking in the will of God, you certainly want your children to grow up living in God's will as well. There's a verse in Proverbs that certainly addresses our parental desires. We simply read in Proverbs 22:6, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and even when he's old, he will not depart from it." However, there's a problem. We often interpret this verse as our responsibility as parents to educate a child in the way that we think the child should go. More specifically, we often interpret this as training a child to go the way God wants the child to go. Well, this is certainly a noble goal, but this is not the full meaning of the proverb. Rather, we are to train up a child according to the way God has created each child. In other words, we're to consider every child's natural bent. This means cooperating with the natural phases that are part of childhood development, the desire to imitate, the desire to explore. And when we do, we'll not be working against God, but with God in helping the child to develop and accept spiritual truth in the natural context of life. And in the process, we'll help the child to develop a good self-image and a desire to follow God. You see, when we work against this natural bent that God has created in each child, we can actually create negative results. I'd like to suggest you review Proverbs 22:6. And as you do, think about this question. How has God created each one of my children? And how can I cooperate with God's unique design?
The Bible principle you have heard today comes from the new multimedia edition of The Measure of a Man. For more information, go to BiblePrinciples.org.